Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Club Junkie Podcast. Hopefully having a great week. Another one goes by, just moving too fast. But hey, it's Players Championship Week. So starting up today, super excited for the players. I mean, it's always fun to see TPC Sawgrass. The field is always solid. It's always an exciting event. So it's, between the players, I know people kind of joke around about being the fifth major or whatever, but it's still a great tournament, whether you believe that or not, or however your thoughts on it. It's probably still a good one to watch. So hopefully you've had a good week. It's another Thursday, and we're back at it, man. So before we get into today's show, just want to let you know this episode brought to you by Titleist and the brand new Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. For the best in the world, the goal is to improve every day. Same goes for all of us dedicated to this game, and it starts with choosing the golf ball you can trust. The Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X have set the standard for performance, and now they just got better again. Both models are engineered with high gradient core technology that delivers lower game spin for more distance and more consistent flight. And of course, you can expect the trusted drop and stop greenside control, so important to shooting lower scores. The Pro V1 is the best combination of distance, spin, and feel in the game and delivers a penetrating ball flight, where Pro V1X flies a little higher, spins a little more in the short game, while giving you low spin on longer shots to maximize your distance. Outperform your best. Learn about the new Pro V1 and Pro V1X at Titleist.com. So, Titleist.com, I got the new Pro V1s. I got the new, actually, Pro V1Xs. I'm going back to Pro V1X this year, and I got a couple boxes sitting over there. I got to get out and use them. Mother Nature's got to get nicer. That's the only thing. So, we're supposed to, this week has been, we got snow last week. It snowed like, it was supposed to snow like 6 to 10 inches, of course, is what, the local news wants to scare you into. Oh my gosh, it's going to get 6 to 10 inches. We got like 3, and it was like, it was super heavy, wet, slushy stuff. So if it was light, fluffy, maybe it was, would have been 10, but it was like 3. And then now we're supposed to get another like 3 to 6 tomorrow. So, and there was 40 like all week. So all the snow that was down for the most part is gone unless it's in the shade. And now it's going to snow again. So the Mother Nature is just teasing me. After such a mild winter with basically no snow, we're going to wait until almost middle of March to start snowing. So that's not fun, but what can you do? So I've been hitting up the domes and hitting balls in the range on the range in the dome, and getting my fix in. So hopefully you guys are doing the same. Hopefully you guys are scratching that golf itch whichever way you can if you live in the north. If you live in the south or the west or whatever, if you live in the west, some parts of the west, you've got way worse snow than me. So I apologize. I shouldn't be so insensitive about the snow because you guys are getting killed with it. So hopefully you're being safe and, taking care of that however you can. If you live in the south and whatever, you're playing golf, I'm super jealous. Enjoy it. I wish I was out there playing with you, because I miss getting out on the actual grass and hitting balls, and I'm super excited. I can't wait to be able to do that. Yesterday, I was driving home from the Dome, and I drive by the golf course that I play my league at, the old St. Clair Shores Golf Club, and because you can see it from the freeway as you go around. There's a big turn on a freeway here called I-94. You could see the course, and it was pretty much almost all the snow. Everything was gone. No pins in, of course, and nobody out there. But it was, 40 degrees. It was sunny. The course, it looked playable. Let's put it that way. And I just, as I drove by, was glancing at it and just checking out the few holes you see from the freeway. And I'm excited to get back and play. I just want to get out there and play. And just, it's been a long winter. I'm done. I'm ready to get outside and have some fun and play some golf and hit some of this equipment that I've been hitting in the domes and stuff like that. Get it out there and hit it on the actual course. So, because we all know that's kind of my barometer. I mean, I know in the in the dome and all that, I hit balls on my launch monitor and all that, and that's great. But really, the numbers, if they're perfect on the launch monitor, until I get it out on the course and actually hit it and see how it performs there under pressure when you only have one swing instead of a whole bucket. That's what really matters to me. But today got something that, is exciting. Was hitting a bunch of new drivers. Have been hitting the brand new Stealth 2 drivers. So the Stealth 2 is the brand new TaylorMade driver. And the Stealth 2 is the one that, I've actually, the only one of the new brand new drivers that I've actually hit on course. So, and by on course, I mean played 8 holes or something like that, 8 holes, and got rained out. So I hit a handful of shots with it on the course. If you're watching on YouTube, this is the Stealth 2. I was hitting the Stealth 2 Plus head. But this year, much like last, TaylorMade is going with 3 driver heads, which they've done pretty much for the past, you know, couple of years now. And they're still sticking with the carbon face. And there's even more carbon on this head than last year. So pretty much the only things that are metal on this head are the movable weights and the frame that holds the face together, you know, holds the face in place, where the shaft goes into and where the speed pocket is. And that's about the only metal left. Even the ring, the red ring around the back, is actually a composite material. So almost everything on this head is pretty much carbon. Just giving, you know, TaylorMade engineers the ability to kind of move more mass around in the head to, you know, place it wherever they want, to increase forgiveness, you know, add stability to the head while still keeping it really long. The face, is still 60 layers, still carbon, still has the TPU layer on the front to control spin. All that stuff is kind of the same. They have reworked the face a little bit. I guess they've tweaked. It's a little thinner towards the edges or something like that. And all that, they've kind of tweaked it a little bit to, again, increase ball speed on miss hits and, you know, just make it a little more playable driver. So the look, you know, here they went, you know, it's back to, what is it, black and red? The funny thing is, the original Stealth, I remember it was like black and red, but I ordered a custom one, you know, a custom color one, and mine was white with a gray face and little green accents and all that. I kind of forgot what last year's looked like in terms of colorway because I always played the custom one. So, but red and black sticking with it, matte finish on the red ring, and then they've got the sliding weight and the Stealth Plus. You know, just like before up front, so fade, draw, neutral, and then they've got the HD version, which is the most forgiving and slightly more draw bias version of the head as well. So 3 models, depending on what you want, what you're looking for. And each one, you know, the HD should kind of launch and spin the highest, where the Plus should launch and spin the lowest. So those are kind of how they're set up, much again like last year. And I was a big fan of the Stealth last year. I played it, it was between that and Rogue SD Max LS for me until TS2 came out, or TSR2, and then I kind of played TSR2 near the end of the year. But for the most of the beginning, you know, most of the beginning to middle of the year, I played Stealth, and I still played Stealth a little bit even when TSR2 came out. I kind of switched that back and forth, so it was one of my kind of top 2 drivers all last year. Found a lot of success with it. It actually had a day where I think it was right when the Fujikura Ventus TR Red and Black came out. I went out and played with the guys from Fuji. They brought a couple shafts over, and we went and played. I probably hit driver the best I hit it all year with my Stealth. And even the guys from Fuji were like, "Who are you?" Because I was hitting drives and shots that just, you know, were unbelievable. So, but yeah, Stealth did really well for me. I mean, I know a lot of people, a lot of people played it. A lot of people really loved it. Some people, you know, struggled with it a little bit, compared to say Sim 2 Max, Sim 2, but you know, either way, it was an extremely popular driver, adopted on tour super, super quick. So it was a very, popular driver. And Stealth 2, it seems, has been, you know, adopted on tour pretty quickly as well. A lot of guys have put it in play. And we're seeing the amateur side with our, like, you know, best driver of 2023. All of our fitters we talked to, a lot of high praise for Stealth. So it's going to be exciting to see this year. This year is a phenomenal driver year again. I mean, if you're looking for a driver this year and that's on your list, I mean, you owe it to yourself to try pretty much everything out there, because there's a lot of good drivers. There's nothing that's bad. I mean, people always ask, what's the best driver? What's the best this? I mean, we're to the point now in golf equipment where they're all really, really good. You just have to go hit them and see what works for you. Because for some people, you know, certain drivers are going to work amazing, where other drivers are not going to work as well. And it has nothing to bearing on if the driver is good or bad. It's just, you know, your swing is your swing, and there's going to be a driver and shaft combo out there for you that's going to be really, you know, the best performing. And, you know, It just depends on what it is. You just got to go out there and try it. So that's what I do. I try to try everything. I try to, you know, and people always ask, what's the best? Like, for me, it may be this, but for you, it could be something different. It could be something that I struggled with that you might really, really love. So you got to go out there and test it and kind of be a little bit of a club junkie and try it all. Or, you know, or the big thing, go get fit and, you know, have a professional kind of guide you down the path of what needs to be in your bag. But Stealth 2, I was excited to hit. Like I said, I actually got to play the Stealth 2 Plus. This had my boys at TaylorMade, when we were out there, we did a big golf WRX forum member trip where four guys got to go out to the TaylorMade Kingdom, get fit for Stealth 2 Woods, and they actually ended up getting fit for irons as well. And then we went and played with their new sticks, or at least new woods. They got drivers built up overnight. But unfortunately, it was pouring rain after about eight holes, and we couldn't play anymore. They actually ended up closing the course. It rained so hard out in Carlsbad, out in San Diego, which it never rains except when I'm there. So when I'm there, it's probably going to rain. We got rained out, but I actually got to play the Stealth 2 Plus out there. The boys at TaylorMade were nice enough to bring me ahead to go out there and play, and so I could, you know, keep up with the rest of the group instead of playing, you know, my old Stealth. But the new line, like I said, I played it on the course, hit it really well out there. And then I now have all three heads to try and have been kind of hitting all three. And, well, I haven't got the other two out on the course yet. I have been hitting them kind of side by side out of the range. I will have to say, like, you know, everybody always asks, like, you know, is the previous version better than the, you know, is the new version better than the previous version? And with Stealth, the first thing I noticed with, I mean, again, it was only eight holes and some time on the range. We went out there and like I said, hit balls in the range and then played. The big thing I can say is, so for me, my big miss is I get over the top. I shut the face when I, at the top, I shut the face almost immediately. Takeaway, I shut the face. So I kind of close the head, and as I take it away, that face stays shut. So if I get over the top on it, which is my miss, and basically it's the lower body doesn't rotate. So I get over the top on it and I hit it left, and I usually hit it high toe and I hit it left. Sometimes I'll get it in the center, and then that's a real problem because it goes a long way, way left. But I usually hit it off the toe because I come kind of down across it and on top of it, and it has this low, you know, big low hook. And that's been my miss. And I've had it for, you know, at least a year or so. Hopefully one of these days I'll actually correct it and maybe go see a professional to correct it, but I haven't yet. But at the range the other night, I was pretty good. I wasn't doing as much of that. But anyway, the one thing I noticed with the Stealth 2 Plus was that shot kind of stayed in the air a little longer. It launched a little bit higher, stayed in the air a little longer, and it didn't dive as hard left as quickly. You know, it just seemed like that shot was a little more playable. It still wasn't a great shot, but it was noticeably a little bit higher and, you know, a little less left. And that's with, you know, the same 10-5 head. I had played a 10-5 before and all that. So it was similar. Out of the course, I hit it pretty well. I hit some really good shots with it. It definitely is a little more forgiving in terms of, you know, distance on miss hits as well as how straight it goes. And the straight portion, like I just kind of said, my biggest notice was, you know, hitting it up high, kind of high off the toe. It just stays up in the air a little longer and tends not to dive as hard left. I think, you know, anything that you missed right around center, if you didn't hit it dead center, you missed it just a little bit out in the, you know, out in the toe or out in the heel, the ball still went really far, and it actually stayed pretty straight. We played a course called, The Farms out in San Diego or Carlsbad. And beautiful course, really, really nice, but kind of tight. Like the way it was set up, it's all built, you know, there's homes all around it. And then, you know, it's kind of caverns, and it was built in little valleys and all that. It's a lot, you know, like a lot of California golf is. And I was not going to lie, I was a little nervous on, you know, where some of these shots would end up. And, you know, I hadn't played in a while and making up all these excuses. Ended up actually hitting a decent amount of fairways and hitting some pretty long shots too. I was really impressed. I mean, I hit, you know, I think I hit like one ball that I actually hit OB and just, you know, it was gone. And that one I think was actually right. I think I kind of just like blew it right, trying not to hit it left, and just kind of hit a high, weak, weak shot that kind of went out to the right, and it did go OB. But other than that, that was the only really bad drive I had. The rest of them I hit really well. And just, I felt like I was just a little bit more consistent with it. So the Stealth 2 Plus, for sure, a little more forgiving, a little easier to hit than its previous version, in my opinion. Is it crazy longer, all that? I mean, that's going to be up to you and you hitting it. I didn't, you know, for me, consistency, you know, people say, oh, this driver is, you know, 3 or 4 yards longer, or whatever it is. I'm not consistent enough to notice 3 or 4 yards on the actual course, you know, just because I just don't hit it in the center every time. So, you know, something that's slightly mishit that comes up a little shorter or whatever, that's just kind of, you know, that's just kind of the way I play. So the Stealth 2 Plus, definitely, like I said, a little more playable, a little more forgiving than Stealth 2 Plus, at least in my opinion. And then you have the Stealth 2. So, like I said, loses the front moving weight. They put a little heavier weight in the back. Like this has the Stealth 2 Plus has a 15-gram rear weight. The Stealth 2 has a 25-gram rear weight. And then the HD has a 30-gram rear weight. So they kind of take, like I said, a little more of that weight, move it back further. Stealth 2 seemed to be pretty darn forgiving. For whatever reason, out on the range, me hitting it, I was hitting a little bit more down and left on it. I definitely hit more left shots with this than the Stealth 2 Plus. And I don't think it's a bias thing, because they're both supposed to be pretty neutral bias. I mean, this has a little weight in the heel, but it's pretty neutral bias. It was just forever, whatever reason, during the swing, I don't know if I got a little quick with it or what, but I was not as consistent with this head in terms of strikes, in terms of, you know, hitting the ball. I was always kind of, I think, de-lofting a little bit, hitting a little bit lower, and hitting a little more draw with it than the other two, actually. But this one here, I definitely kind of, you know, for me, just struggled a little bit with, even though I think it is still pretty darn forgiving. It ended up, for as kind of poorly as I thought I hit it, it ended up being the second longest for me out of the three. But, you know, this one here, definitely, you know, more forgiving than I thought after hitting it, thinking I hit it terribly, and then looking at kind of the numbers there and saying, oh, I actually hit it pretty decent. And it let me get away with some shots that I didn't think I was getting away with. Because, you know, at the dome, you're basically seeing 75 yards of flight and seeing some of the draws and stuff. I was just like, oh, you know, that ball is, you know, that's a tough one, and ended up being, you know, better than I thought looking at the dispersion of it. But I definitely was a little more left the target than the standard Stealth 2 or the Stealth 2 Plus. So the standard one, I don't think it's a draw thing. I think it's just my swing. I was just swinging this one, like I said, I was kind of coming down on it a little bit and hitting it a little more, you know, off the toe and hitting a little kind of flatter draws with this head than I was the Stealth 2 Plus. Again, I thought ball speed was really good. When you look at actual, like, the ball speed numbers, I mean, these two are super, super close. So even though I was missing it more, I thought more away from center here, I still, ball speed-wise, was keeping up with the Stealth 2 Plus. And then the HD was interesting. This is the one that I was actually kind of excited to hit. I was actually really excited to hit the HD, only because I think the HD is, like, a quarter inch shorter or half inch shorter. It's quarter inch shorter. They've actually reduced the hosel length, so it's actually like a quarter inch shorter than the other two. And I was like, oh, it's kind of cool, like it's a little shorter. And when you set it down, even though it's like a draw version, it doesn't really look shut. The way they do the paint line on the top and everything like that, it doesn't really look shut. It looks pretty square. And I was, you know, I'm always a big fan of kind of really forgiving drivers, so let's put a really forgiving driver in the, you know, in the bag and, you know, play the most forgiving driver I can get away with. And this is the one I was kind of actually super excited to use. And unfortunately, it kind of came in third out of the three. But again, actually had some good shots with it. It definitely is the easiest one to turn over. It's definitely easy easier to hit left than the other two. I had very, very few shots, if any, go right. Everything was kind of a draw. It didn't launch for me as high as I thought it would. I thought this was going to be a really high launching head. And for me, it actually ended up being, I mean, it ended up being the highest, but only by like a tiny, tiny bit. So launch-wise, it isn't anything that was crazy high for me. But it was, you know, it sounded and felt good. All of them do. I think, you know, TaylorMade with this carbon face, they've really engineered the sound on these things to sound really solid. And they all three of them really, really do sound and feel really good. And even with the carbon face, I think they're still responsive. They kind of, you know, let you know good feedback on where you hit it on the face. But this one here definitely was the easiest to turn over. I also thought kind of like it would be like the fastest one, like I'd swing it the fastest, whatever. I actually swung it the slowest out of all of them, but it was, which is weird, but I literally, you know, hit all three with the exact same shaft. I basically brought that Fujikura Ventus TR Red, put it in each head. The nice thing about these is when I use AllFit, the screw, like they, AllFit kind of modeled their adapter off the TaylorMade stuff. So you don't have to replace the screws in these. So it was really easy to just swap the shaft into all three of the heads and just hit them. So everything I was hitting was the same shafts, which is pretty cool. But this one here, I was kind of excited to, you know, like I said, I kind of had the highest hopes for. And it didn't quite do what I needed it to do. But I think also, you know, it just, like I said, it was a little easier to turn over. And I don't need help turning it over. But overall, actually, less left than I thought. Less, you know, high, you know, not as high a launch as I thought. And honestly, it actually spun, you know, I mean, it spun the highest out of the three for me. But really not that much more than the Stealth 2 Plus. So overall, I think the HD could really surprise some people with who it fits. And I think some people who didn't think they needed an HD driver, didn't need to turn over, whatever, could honestly play this and really benefit from it. I think it's pretty solid. Like I said, I was the one I was most excited to hit after I saw it at the Kingdom. When I set it down, I looked at it. I never hit it there. But just from the look standpoint, I was pretty impressed with it. And I thought, you know, it's not this shut high launch driver where you see a ton of face and, you know, it's all, you know, the face is closed and all that. It looked really, really good. So a lot of players could transition into this. And TaylorMade was even pretty or pretty high in the fact they thought they might even see one of these go into a bag of a tour player just because of that same effect. So you know, the other thing about the HD was I thought, oh, maybe, you know, the 10.5 head will launch so much higher than the other two 10.5 heads that I could, like, turn it down, look even a little bit more open, still get all the forgiveness. But that portion, I didn't mess with that yet. I just didn't have enough time, didn't have enough swings in me to get that going. But it's definitely something maybe worth trying. But, again, didn't launch crazy high. It was a little bit higher. It's definitely easier to elevate, but it didn't launch crazy high. And, like I said, the same thing with this. It kind of took the right side out of the equation for me for the most part. There wasn't a whole lot of, you know, the really the Stealth 2 and the Stealth 2 HD. I wasn't hitting a ton left. Everything was pretty much, you know, straight to left of target. And everything, for the most part, was pretty straight or had a little draw to it when I hit them well. And then, you know, if I had a really poor swing, they definitely did go a little bit left. So overall, performance-wise, like I said, love the sound and feel. I think it's really good. I like stealth feel and sound as well. I think these are really solid. Also, very muted, not loud, especially when you're hitting a dome. Everything is amplified, and there were some people hitting some really loud drivers. There was somebody hitting something that I'd almost never heard before, and these, thankfully, I was probably the most quiet out of anyone in terms of hitting drivers. So, like I said, out of the three, they all performed pretty well. The Stealth 2 Plus ended up kind of being the best one for me, at least, you know, that for with that shaft and all that, ended up being the best. So in terms of the three, comparing the three, carry distance on them, which, I mean, they give you total and all that, but carry distance, the Plus was the longest at 231, and then the Stealth 2 was 227 and the HD at 223. So all pretty close. I definitely had, you know, the, like I said, a couple of the longest drives with the two. And I think also too, like something, I think part of it too is having that little movable weight. While yes, it kind of affects ball flight, I've found talking to more people and more engineer, you know, a lot of the engineering people and all that, it also, as you move it, changes the gear effect. So as, you know, if it's dead center, as you swing it, it's going to feel a little different through the swing. And for whatever reason, I think putting that thing in fade, I think it feels a little better you know, to me through the swing compared to the other two. But like I said, hit the longs with that one, average at 231, and these are all, you know, averages over a bunch of balls. And then spin, which is kind of, it worked out from what you'd expect, but it was really pretty tight. I mean, the plus came in at 2,874 RPM, the Stealth 2 at 2,917, so really, really close on those two for me. And then the HD spun a little bit more at 3,105. So, and I feel like the range balls there are pretty spinny, to be honest. Everything I hit, like from irons to whatever, spin numbers on the balls of this dome seem to be higher than elsewhere. Usually range balls are really low spin. They're like, you know, one piece or two piece balls that just don't spin at all. And these tend to spin a lot, or at least, you know, that's what it seems like. Like I said, they have like top tracer built in the bays, but that doesn't give you spin. But the spin number seems to be pretty high throughout everything in the bay. But you know, like I said, the big thing is HD spun a little bit more, but I mean, we're talking, you know, not even 200 RPM. So really, you know, 100 or 200 and, you know, 230 RPM difference from the HD to the Stealth 2 Plus. So all pretty close. Now, I will have to say the spin consistency on the two for me was the best. If you look at all the shots, I think the, you know, 2874 was my average. I think if you look at like the lowest shot was like 2500, and the highest was like 29, or there might have been, oh, it was like one ball over 3000 or something like that, or two, but it was super tight. There were only a couple balls over, you know, at or over 3000. Everything else was pretty much under, and I think the lowest one, like I said, might have been 25, maybe 2400, something like that. But really tight window in terms of, even when I did miss it out on the toe, or, you know, had a bad shot where I hit it either, you know, lower on the face or whatever, the spin numbers didn't really climb or didn't really drop depending on where I hit in the face. And it kind of was with all three. I've noticed it the tightest with the Stealth 2 Plus, the Stealth 2 and the Stealth 2 HD, both, I mean, still didn't spin a ton, but there was a little wider range in that variance of spin from lowest to highest with those two heads. Like I think the HD, there was a you know, I wanted, you know, maybe two shots that were, you know, 35 and 3600 that were a little higher. And, you know, overall, you know, that driver spun a little bit more at 3105, but it's still, you know, like I said, had a pretty tight window. It had a little, you know, larger variance where it was maybe, you know, from top to bottom, the plus probably had, you know, what did I say? It was probably like 3100 down to like 2400, so maybe 700 RPMs, depending on, you know, shots all over the face, where the HD was probably at 1,000, you know, it was probably like, you know, 2,500 up to like 3,500, so it was probably about 1,000, so it was a little wider range on the HD in terms of misses than the Stealth 2 Plus, and, you know, similar with the Stealth 2, just a little bit wider range. It was probably, you know, just in between the two, maybe closer to that 1,000 RPMs difference between, you know, the highest spin and the lowest spinning shot in the group. So the one thing I do have to say, like this year I've noticed it with, you know, a couple different drivers, is everybody has kind of realized that's a big proponent of making these things so, you know, work so well and be so forgiving, is limiting that spin. Like if you hit it low heel, that ball doesn't spin like crazy and, you know, shoot up through the, you know, just shoot straight in the air and fall out of the sky. When you hit it off the toe, you know, the spin number doesn't just drop like a rock, and you know, and the ball actually hangs up in the air a little bit and it doesn't just drop and fall down to the left. So I think a lot of these companies have really kind of focused on that, and that's the one thing I've really kind of noticed with a lot of these drivers, is no matter where you hit it on the face, the spin number is pretty darn consistent. So you're not going to get as, you know, like I said, those misses are going to carry a little farther, either, you know, hold their spin number and kind of, you know, gain a little bit more distance, making it hopefully to the fact where even if you don't necessarily hit the fairway, it still carries out there a good ways and still allows you to, you know, play a little shorter iron or, you know, hybrid or something going into the green instead of maybe a fairway wood or whatever. But like I said, spin consistency on all of them is pretty darn good. Stealth 2 Plus for me ended up being the best there. Ball speed numbers are all really close. I mean, the Plus, again, was the highest for me at 144.8, just beating out the 2, which was 143.3. And then the Stealth, the HD ended up being the slowest. And again, I think I was kind of taking advantage of, you know, hitting it all over the face, at 142.6. So pretty darn close between all of them. Again, I think the HD just, you know, kind of hit a little more all over the face and kind of, you know, tested the limits. But ball speed was really good. I mean, again, I think consistency of the ball speed was really solid. I didn't kind of look at through every shot on each head, to be honest with you. But let's pull it up and just see how consistent they were. Yeah, I mean, the Stealth 2 Plus, I mean, I recorded the highest ball speed for me, which was 148, and really, you know, went down to basically 141, you know, right about 141.5. So everything was kind of in between there. So pretty darn tight. That 148 was definitely a little better. And then with the, yeah, I mean, the same thing here. I mean, you're looking at, you know, 146.7 and, you know, same thing down to 141.7 was kind of the lowest. So everything kind of in between that range with the Stealth 2. And then the 3, again, kind of the same thing, but I mean, just overall a little lower. You know, I mean, just, you know, a 144.2. I did creep down to the 137. A 137.9 is the lowest that I hit literally of anything. So that one there definitely, like I said, took advantage of hitting it all over the face. I don't remember that 137 being that bad of a shot, to be 100% honest with you, but it definitely is quite low. And I know I'm like reading that number and people are like, man, my 3 would, I carry more ball speed. You probably do. I do have to say, for whatever reason, in the dome, just don't swing it as free and as fast for whatever reason. But it, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses. I am what I am. And club speed for all of, you know, for these was all pretty close. The plus and just the standard Stealth 2 both came in at 101.4 and an average. And then the HD was just a little bit slower at 99.5 for some reason. So didn't swing that one as fast, which I guess is, you know, part of that that ball speed number as well. And then smash factor, I mean, just consistency, the Stealth 2 plus, 144 for smash. And then the other two were tied at 142. So, you know, on average, I don't hit it in the center of the face a lot. I hit it, you know, I hit a few, but I do get it out on the toe a little bit, a little high toe. That tends to be my spot. Excuse me. And, you know, I rarely ever will average, you know, especially if you're hitting a bunch of balls. Like, I mean, I guess if you went through and took out every, you know, I wouldn't even call them bad shots, but even took out every, you know, less than optimal shots, you know, or less than center contact shots, you know, maybe I can get that number up, but I mean, I'm not taking out, you know, I'll take out a shot that's really bad, but if I just, you know, don't hit one great near the center, but it goes somewhat in play and all that, like, I'm going to keep that in there. I mean, that's my game. If I took everything out and just kept center struck shots, like what's the point? That's, so 144 average, like I said, I'm never going to get like a 149 average. I'm just not that consistent to hit it that close to center. But 144 on the plus, and then 142 on the two and the HD. And then the launch angle, the one kind of interesting thing is the plus, for me, I actually launched, the second highest, which was interesting. We had so the HD was the highest at 11.5. As a launch angle, and then the plus came in at 11.1, so kind of similar. And then, like I said, with the 2, the standard 2, it came in at 10.2, which, again, I was just kind of hitting more flatter draw shots with the 2 than I thought I would, you know, especially compared to the plus. But they were all pretty close. I mean, just little variances there. And they do, you know, like I said, the Stealth 2 Plus definitely feels to me a little bit different through the swing. You know, I think that sliding weight being out on the toe kind of does change that CG, that gear effect, as it rotates through the swing a little bit. And overall, like, you know, that day I was hitting decent. I mean, I wasn't hitting amazing. It wasn't like a record day for me out there, you know, hitting the ball. But overall, I hit it pretty solid. I was hitting some of the irons as well. Which I'll talk about in another show. But I had the 7-iron, the MB, MC, 770, and 790 7 irons. And I had those out there hitting balls and kind of hitting those next to each other, which I know isn't like a apples-to-apples comparison because they're slightly different. They're kind of totally different lofts and heads and all that. But was hitting those, and it was, you know, it's always fun to hit those things. So, but the Stealth 2s I really like. I think definitely more playable. More forgiving than last year. I think there's, you know, definitely some added you know, like I said, added playability, added forgiveness there that, you know, people will enjoy. I mean, I think it's definitely going to make him, you know, a little easier to hit, and I think a little more consistent in terms of my bag. And right now the plus is definitely got a shot at, you know, being in the bag. So I've got to hit it against a few other things, but definitely has a shot of being in the bag right now. I definitely want to try the two a little, or the standard two a little bit more, just to see. I want to hit everything outdoors too, and on the course and all that, but definitely want to hit it outdoors and see, because I typically hit it a little better outdoors. I don't know if it's just the ball flight thing where I can see, and maybe I can manipulate my swing a little bit better to, you know, hit it straight after hitting bad ones or whatever, but seeing the ball flight definitely helps out a little bit. So the Stealth 2 series, really, really good. And then the Stealth 2 Plus, which is kind of my favorite. If you don't follow me on Instagram, you should. The Club Junkie Pod, at Club Junkie Pod. And then also, if you're watching, you know, if you want to check out this YouTube on, or this podcast on YouTube, it's on there as well, where I basically hold up little shots of the club in front of the camera or whatever. And one of those things that it's going to be, you know, interesting to talk about, but you will see it on YouTube. TaylorMade is back with the My Stealth 2 program. So if you're not familiar with My Stealth 2, or it was previously My Sim, My Sim 2, My basically it's their custom program where you can custom order a Stealth 2 Plus in a bunch of different colors. You don't have to just go black and red like, you know, what is offered in the store. If you want to go with something custom colored, you definitely can. And the custom color program, I think, is really cool. I remember I had a Sim 2 Max done in all black. I did a kind of murdered out Sim 2 Max. And TaylorMade did a, we were out with TaylorMade at Bandon Dunes a couple years ago. It was, I think, 2021. And we were out there for that. And I think it was wedges were launched and some other stuff. It was like a big launch thing. And anyway, Harry Higgs was there, and him and Trotty, if you don't know, Chris Trott, the TaylorMade tour, tour rep guy, works on the van, does a lot of builds, has his own series, a huge, huge personality, great guy, super nice dude. But Trotty and Harry Higgs were playing golf, and they were kind of filming some stuff for TaylorMade to use, you know, throughout the year. So they're playing by themselves. We catch up to them playing Bandon Trails. We catch up to them. And it's starting to get a little dark out, and we basically figured, hey, we'll get, like, maybe four more holes in. So we've got, you know, two foursomes. They've got a bunch of media people following Higgs and Trotty coming to filming them. And we were like, hey, man, like, they were kind of, I think they just finished filming or whatever, and they're like, hey, let's, you know, do you guys want to play, you know, play in as, you know, a six or whatever it was. And there was nobody behind us. So they were like, yeah, let's do it. And I think it was, I don't know, it was the first tee or the second tee. Tursky and I both had custom Sim 2s. His was like red, because Sim 2 was blue and silver, you know, the blue and chalk, that bright blue. Tursky's was red and red and chalk for Rutgers, his alma mater. And I had an all black murdered out one, you know, just all black, whatever. And I remember Higgs looking down and being like, what's that? And I was like, it's a Sim 2 Max, or Sim 2 Max. And he goes, well, how did you get it black? And I was like, you can order it through the, you know, they've got a program, you can order it. And he was like, Trotty, man, I want an all-black Sim 2 Max. He's like, that looks sweet. And he kind of looked at it, and he was like, that looks awesome. And one of the guys from TaylorMade, the media, was like, yeah, you don't get that. You're playing the stock color, the one that's in the stores. So he was pretty impressed with the all-black murdered out one. But, again, if you know, the all-black or the red or whatever of the Stealth 2 Plus, right now it's only the Plus. I just pulled it up online just to take a look real quick as well. It is right now just the Plus. They don't offer the standard one, at least not yet. But if you don't like, you know, the red ring or, you know, the red face even, they've got plenty of options to change that. So I did, which I posted on Instagram, again, photos of. I did my own, every year I kind of do a cool kind of custom one or what I think is pretty cool. This one, I think actually kind of turned out, it turned out a little bit different than what I thought, but it turned out super, super cool. So I did a My Stealth 2 Plus, and turned out with the, kind of went black, gold, white, and with a purple face. So almost a little like Mardi Gras type action or something like that. But actually, I think it ended up pretty cool. The purple was a little brighter than I thought it would be. But it ends up, I don't know, I don't mind it. It looks pretty cool. And when you set it down into dress, it actually looks darker. The purple looks darker. It doesn't actually look as, when you're looking at it straight on, like when you're looking in the camera and you look at it straight on, it's pretty darn purple. When you set it at a dress, it doesn't look near as purple. Like it kind of, the way the TPU or whatever kind of reflects the light, it actually darkens it up quite a bit. So at a dress, I don't think it's, and the little kind of hexagon pattern they have in there makes it look darker than it is. So it actually kind of looks pretty decent. I think it looks pretty good. I think at a dress, it doesn't look as purple. It looks pretty muted. So I ended up going with the white top, which I kind of like the white top. I did it with my Stealth 2, Stealth Plus last year. I did the white top, which is gloss. This one is actually a matte finish. And then I went with the matte black top to match it. And with that, you also get the option to have the TaylorMade Crown logo, the alignment logo, or not. I chose to go without it, only to be kind of different. But yeah, I went with the matte finish instead of the gloss. And again, on YouTube, I'm holding both these up so you can kind of see them. But went with the matte finish to match kind of the matte finish of the white. And then, like I said, no alignment aid just to be a little different. The alignment aid, though, is pretty darn tiny, even on the standard driver when you look at it. It's pretty darn small. So, but went, white and black on top. And then those are the two, the top line colors that steel. You can either go white or black. Both of them are matte finished, much like the standard one has a matte finish there on the front top. The white just look kind of cool. And then the face color, they've got a handful of colors. So you can go red, the standard red. They make a yellow, two different shades of blue, kind of a royal blue and kind of like a light Carolina blue, a lime green, a pink, an orange, this purple. And then they actually did a black this year. And it was pretty interesting because when I was out there at TaylorMade, when they were talking about the Stealth 2 and kind of giving us kind of all the lowdown, the specs, all that stuff about the driver, they talked about this program and said it was, it's coming, they're going to do it again. And they basically said last year they had a gray face and they said they were trying to do black and it was a struggle because I guess when you lay this TPU over there, there's, a glue or a resin, epoxy, whatever that holds it onto the face. They have to get it on the face. And I guess when they were trying to do black originally, they couldn't get the black to look right. It almost had this like different color to it. The TPU looked bad, whatever. They couldn't get it perfect. So this year they've ditched the gray and they've got a black one. So it's black with little gray accents on the hexagon. So I was going to do that on this head, but I kind of wanted a little pop of color. I wanted something to stand out. I know but they make, what is it, 8 different faces, 9 different face colors, but they did do black this year. So if you wanted to do like a full murdered out Stealth 2 Plus, you could do that. And you could really murder it out. I mean, they give you the option now for black weights on the bottom too. So you could do fully black everything on this head, and it would be pretty cool looking. But like I said, I wanted a little color, so I went purple face. Now I will have to say on the one thing about the My Stealth program, when you're building it, the little configurator, it's got, it'll show you when you click a yellow face, it'll change the face to yellow. But definitely take a look at, before you kind of get into the configurer, take a look at, there's some images. If you scroll down, the images on the website give you a better idea of what those faces look like. Because the faces that are in the little configurer compared to what they actually are slightly different. Like this purple is a little bit brighter than what it looks in the configure. It almost looks maroon. It looks like a wine color. When you look at the photos online, like I said, before you get into it, you can definitely tell, see that it's a brighter purple. So definitely check that before you jump in and just do it, because make sure that you get exactly what you want. Like I said, the purple on when I did the little online thing, it definitely looked a little bit darker, a little bit more maroon. It is definitely more of a purple color. I understood that, and I went with it. Went with it anyway. So, but like I said, when you get to the My Stealth 2 page, scroll down, take a look at those face colors. They've got like an image of all 9 of them, kind of next to each other. take a look at that. Make sure that whatever color that you want looks the way you want it before you select it. So, and then they've got the ring on the back, which is typically red. I actually went with the kind of, it's a matte gold, which I actually think ended up pretty cool. And a little touch to like the little TaylorMade logo out on the toe. They did a matching gold as well, which is pretty cool. But I like the gold ring. I think it looks pretty cool. And then you can actually see, a little bit of that gold ring at a dress as well. I just think it looks pretty cool. I like that. I've seen some people do white on white and do a white ring around the back, which looked pretty cool also. But I like kind of like the gold. And like I said, there's that little touch of that TaylorMade logo on the toe being gold as well. It's kind of cool to match it. And like I said, the crown, you can do matte or, matte or glossy. And then, the ring color that you get, basically a black, a gray, or black, gray, a silver, white, gold, or red. So no blue, not as many colors on the ring as there are faces. I know that, some people, if they wanted to do something all blue or whatever, the ring, though, basically six colors instead of the nine, but still a good amount of options there. I think the white looks really cool with the white crown. All black would look awesome. I think even the dark gray is a pretty cool color. It just adds a little bit without kind of losing that like murdered out look. And then the weights this year I thought was pretty cool that you can either do the standard chrome weights, which are in the standard head, the chrome weights there, or you can do gloss black weights, which I think the gloss black weights, especially with the black sole, look really, really cool. I think they blend in really well and they have a really cool look. And depending on kind of what color scheme you're going for, I think that's a pretty awesome feature to have those weights. So I went with the black weights. I was going to do the black weights almost on no matter what, just because I thought they looked cool. But I think they overall look pretty cool there. And then, like I said, the finish on the top, you can either go glossier or matte. And again, I went with the matte just to kind of see what the matte looks like compared to the gloss, because the stock one is gloss. But the matte is pretty cool. It still has the little Stealth logo down near the heel. It's kind of tough to see unless you're in kind of almost like direct sunlight, but has that there. But it overall turned out to be a pretty cool driver head. I'm pretty impressed with it. I love the way it came out. Like I said, face-wise, I could have done a black face, and I think people would have, loved that better. Online, a lot of people were giving me a little knock for the purple face, but I wanted something a little bit different. I wanted something cool to stand out. But again, if you're somebody looking for something really subtle, you never liked the red face. I know there's some people who, even with original Stealth, they didn't love the red face. I totally get it. maybe your team's colors are blue instead or whatever. But now you have the option to kind of customize, whatever you want. I do miss that. I know on the original Stealth, there was some of the little like paint, the markings, or the paint, and things like that, little detail that you could change the color on. Like I did mine green. You don't get any of that this year. But there's not as much, there's not as many graphics either on this head as there were on the original Stealth. So, but the overall, I think it looks pretty cool. The My Stealth program, I'm always a big fan of. I always can't wait to see what options there are. And I love being able to kind of order something that's a little bit different than stock. So very cool head. I always have fun. To me, honestly, it takes longer to figure out what I'm going to order in terms of color than hitting the actual button and ordering it. But it takes me a while to figure out color wise. I always go around and, I could do this, I could do that. And, I could make it a lion's color. I could make it whatever, just going through. But, like I said, this year I went something totally different and actually I'm happy. I think the gold looks pretty cool. And, I was pretty happy with the way it came out. So it's a lot of fun. And then, when you do that, they have all the, shaft options and custom options that you would have with a standard driver, are in there as well. These take a little longer to get, because they are custom built. I want to say I ordered mine, end of January. I think I ordered mine end of January, got it beginning of March. It took about a month to get it, which isn't too bad, honestly, for a totally custom custom driver, one-off, one-of-one. So it is kind of, it's not doesn't take that long. And yeah, so it's here. I've got the custom My Stealth 2 Plus, which, like I said, I ended up thinking it's pretty cool. So that is the one I will probably play compared to the stock. I'll probably play that one, but it is a cool thing. So that program there, go ahead and you can go online, mess with it, and see what you want to come up with. Because like I said, just messing with it is pretty fun. I still have gone on there and messed with a couple and kind of figured out, you know, what I would do differently if I had a second one. So it's pretty cool. So anyway, that is the My Stealth 2 program. Like I said, if you go to TaylorMadeGolf.com, and I think you go under, like they have customization and they have personalized, they've got all the My Spider putters, you know, the drivers, all the custom stuff in there. Excuse me, all the custom stuff in there that you can mess around with and, you know, make your own. So I always have fun. Go check it out. You can mess with some stuff and see what fits your eye the best and what maybe you would like to see in your bag, and it'd be cool to see what colors you're into. So that's all I've got today. Hopefully you guys have had a great weekend. I'm going to hopefully not have to shovel snow tomorrow, I'm going to have a good weekend. Be safe out there. And if you're playing golf, hey, go play well. Hopefully you're hitting it good. And for us in the north, we're getting close. I think a couple more weeks and we should have chances to get out there and maybe play, or at least get to the ranges while they're open, the outdoor ones. So again, if you're watching this on YouTube, please like and subscribe. That'd be awesome. It just helps us algorithm wise, helps us grow the channel. If you're, you know, listen wherever you're listening to this, you know, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever, please, if you could, like, subscribe, whatever, be awesome. And you know, like I said, if you want to follow me on Instagram @ClubJunkiePod, hopefully gonna do my my Q&A today. I know I missed it yesterday. It was just like a crazy busy day. Had a doctor's appointment, some other stuff. It was just like, had too much stuff going on. So hopefully get that done today. And yeah, hopefully everybody's good. And we'll talk next week. See ya.